chase started after the two boys on Thursday night when they actually found them after they put their pictures on the TV. And it was on the news then saying that they had one guy and the other guy was on the run Friday morning, so they asked everybody in the area just to leave the houses. And basically that's what we did. We sat in the house the whole day, and it was later that evening then, after we just had dinner after 6, that we got a knock to the door saying that that they thought they had him cornered in the next door neighbour's boat. And
Had you noticed, Brendan, activity around your house? Did you start to feel that there was something going on around the house?
There had been activity in the area all day. Like, there was, like, police officers and army men and all going up and down the street, but we never thought, like, that he was actually in the area, because most of their attention was focused up the road. Where all the action was the night before.
And had you looked out? Had you been looking out of your window and peeking out from time to time to see, is it possible he's in my garden, or...
Oh, yeah, don't worry, no. I was looking out all during the day, like, to see if I seen him running around or anything, like, but, even, like, my wife was saying during the day on Friday that, like, she was in the kitchen, like, with the window open, and, like, the boat was, like, literally, like, 10 feet from her house, like, from a kitchen window. And so it's still kind of, like, hitting her, like, she's, like, saying, like, she couldn't believe that the guy could have been in the boat all day and stuff, and... It was just a bit too close to home, like, to the truth, Sean.
Yeah, this brings a new meaning to that word, doesn't it? You got a knock at the door anyway, eventually, from a cop who said, basically, you've got to get out.
Yeah, he said, I'm sure you've been watching the TV. He says, I'm sure you know what's going on. He says, I think we have the suspect. He's in your next door neighbor's backyard in his boat. And he says, we are evacuating all the area, as quickly as like right now, like, so he says, like, who's in the house? And I said, my wife and son were just, like, because Laurie, my wife, had grabbed her son, and she ran up the stairs when she heard a knock to the door, because she didn't know who or what it was, and she was just very frightened the whole day. And at that stage then, the officer, it was the Watertown detective who we've met since, that took her son then, and he walked up the street with him, that's why we put her shoes on and grabbed the jacket. And we ran out then, and I grabbed my son back off the detective and just ran up the road.
And I mean, you must have been feeling very apprehensive, given what information you already had, that this guy had apparently bombs, grenades, certainly guns. I mean, and he's in your next-door neighbour's garden.
I know, yeah, we weren't sticking around. Like, I grabbed my son back off the detective, and I just ran, like, up the road, like. There's a few neighbours in there out that we haven't actually met yet, because we just moved into the house here like a few months back.
Mm.
The neighbours were out at their front door, and they waved us in, called us into their house, and we stayed in there then until the whole thing was over. It was okay to come back down.
And so were you watching it on television then, or did you hear the bangs or what?
Oh yeah, we heard the bangs. We watched it on TV, but there was a bit of a delay on TV because we could see what was happening out the window of the house that we were in. And so, like, we were watching it out the window more than we were watching it on the TV, if you can understand what I mean.
Yeah. And you actually saw him, didn't you?
Yeah, we saw him then at the very end, because after all the shooting and all the grenades that they sent off, or whatever, the stun grenades, shortly after that, then we heard a good bit of cheering coming up the street. So that was obviously when they had gotten him. And shortly after that, then, we just seen them being stretchered up the street, because he had reversed the ambulance down right in front of the house where we had been staying. And they wheeled him up there in a stretcher and put him right into the ambulance right in front of where we were. So we could see his face and all, like, when they were putting him into the ambulance now.
Because he's quite badly injured as well, isn't he?
He was, yeah. I believe they said he had been shot from the gunfight they had the night before with the police. Because last night now, when we came back, I got speaking to my neighbour Dave, who owns the boat. And there had been a lot of different stories going around saying that he had seen blood on the side of his house and he had seen blood on the boat. But last night now, when I was speaking to Dave, he said there was no blood visible outside the boat. But what he did notice was there was a strap on the boat, because he had the boat all wrapped up. He said there was a strap, a tie-down strap, that had that was loose or something, so that kind of brought his attention towards the boat. And what he handed over then, he says he did look inside, and he says the inside of the boat was full of blood, because the guy must have been, like, beaten up inside or something. And he says he lifted the plastic wrap then that was on the boat and looked in, and he said he seen the young fella, the kid lying in there, like, he was, like, in a fetal position, he said, but he wasn't moving or nothing.
He must have got a shock.
I couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe that Dave actually went and looked in the boat. Like, but he said, like, if he seen blood, he wouldn't have looked in. But he said it's just the fact that the strap was loose. He was just curious. I don't think he actually thought that the guy was going to be there.
I was going to say, though, he must have got a terrible shock, Brendan, at that point. He must have ran, did he?
Oh, he did, yeah. He said he wasn't sticking around now. He said he went into the house, he grabbed his phone, and his wife was there, and the two of them got up, and she got his wife, and he says he was calling 911 when he was walking out the door over to the neighbour's house.
And that was the news, that was the call they were waiting for?
That was the call they were waiting for, and I think it was just literally minutes after that, like, because they had our street all closed off all that day, like, we couldn't get traffic up or down, you couldn't drive up or down, there was nobody driving in this area, and I except for, like, the police and stuff.
The whole city was in lockdown, it was remarkable, really, the whole place.
The whole place, yeah, the city, I don't think the city's ever seen a day like it before in its history, man. There was no public transport, the roads, it was like, I was chatting to a few people that were out, and they were saying it was like 5 o'clock on a Sunday morning, like, the roads, the main roads of it, the highway, you know. There's nobody, like, not a sitter out.
And as soon as the ambulance pulled away, was there a sort of real sense of relief?
Oh, yeah, the whole place. There was serious, like, there was people all over the place at the top of the road where they had it blocked off. And, yeah, everybody was a total change of mood, like, where everybody was in a far better place than they were when the guy was hiding down the road.